Last month, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced an initiative to expedite compensation claims for disability for veterans who've waited 1 year or longer. L.C. Morris has more.
The Veterans Administration is implementing a comprehensive transformation plan, a series of people, process, and technology initiatives to increase productivity and accuracy of disability claims processing. The goal of the plan is to eliminate the backlog of claims of 1 year and older by 2015. Most initiatives brought on behalf of our veterans are greeted with optimism, but some remain skeptical of the transformation plan.
I'm not sure that it is attainable. I'm sure that they will give a valiant effort for it to be attainable, but I'm not sure.
Amelia Grissett is the director of the Onslow County Veteran Services.
They're stating that they are planning to target claims that are over a year by 2015, where we have a great number of claims already over a year, 12 and 18 months and 24 months is what we're seeing in decisions right now.
While the Veterans Administration completed a record-breaking 1 million claims per year over the past 3 years, the number of claims received continues to exceed the number processed, and the backlog of claims has grown. Douglas Bradley, who spent 20 years in the United States Marine Corps, is going through the process now.
In the month of January 2012, I had everything completed at the QTC building on Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Everything was ready to be turned in. I just needed to hit my final EAS, and at that point, it's sent off to the VA, and it was, and it's in limbo.
Bradley, who suffers from traumatic brain injury from a non-combat situation, was prompted by his fellow Marines to start the process of getting disability benefits as early as possible.
All your examinations, your paperwork, get it filed, things of that nature, to ensure that the process goes as smooth as it can for you, because that was being told that if you're missing any information, nobody's going to tell you you're missing any information. They're just going to leave your file on a desk somewhere, and whenever your stuff gets there, it gets there.
Bradley's last active day was in April of 2012, and his initial rating has yet to be assigned.
I can't get any answers from the VA. I've done numerous inquiries. I sent a congress through Walter B. Jones. I should be hearing something back from them hopefully this week as to why my stuff is ready to be rated, but it's still sitting up in Baltimore, Maryland. I get the same generic response whenever I call the VA. It's in the development phase.
There are currently 3.9 million veterans in the United States receiving disability benefits from the Veterans Administration. In the past 4 years, the VA has added more than 940,000 veterans to the VA compensation rolls, more than the active duty Army and Navy combined. Grissett says with such a caseload demands particular training.
I welcome any action also that the VA could do to try to help with this backlog of claims. I do welcome that. However, in providing claims and decisions, that is such a specific job that it would seem to me that additional staff would have to be hired to take care of this backlog of claim, and someone to rate a claim, that is a position that takes a year or more than a year of training. There is my concern as to whether or not they have enough trained people.
Effective April 19th of this year, the Department of Veterans Affairs says VA claim raters will make provisional decisions on the oldest claims in inventory, which will allow veterans to begin collecting compensation benefits more quickly if eligible. Veterans would be able to submit for consideration a full year after the provisional rating before the VA issues a final decision. Grissett says while all of this is great news, the system is in still need of repair.
There are some things that we're seeing a long period of time for decisions, such as what we would call simple things like adding a dependent. It is taking an extremely long time, sometimes up to a year just to add a dependent, which is that seems to be something that would be a little bit more easier.
In April, U.S. Senator Kay Hagan continued her efforts to end the VA disability claims backlog by urging action from President Obama. Hagan joined 66 of her colleagues in sending a letter to the president, urging him to take direct action to end the backlog, which has prevented more than 65,000 veterans in North Carolina from receiving their benefits they are due. In March, Hagan sent a letter to Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki, stating that the delays for veterans in North Carolina have only gotten worse. It takes an average of 341 days to process claims at the Veterans Benefits Administration's claims office in Winston-Salem. The office, which handles most North Carolina cases, including those from Fayetteville and the Cape Fear region, has the second longest wait time in the agency's southeastern region. In a statement after the announced initiative, Hagan said, "The initiative marks a step in the right direction for the VA. More must be done to reduce the wait times North Carolina veterans face." I'm L.C. Morris.